So what is your position on gun control and the Second Amendment?
My fundamental position is that I don't think there should be any gun control, and I don't need an amendment or a piece of paper from anyone to be able to defend my life or other people's.
What is the primary reason why you support or do not support the right to own guns? Even though you just touched on that, you can just talk a little bit about
Because it is not up to anybody else to tell me how I should defend myself, one, that's a fact of natural law, and two, it is a fact that governments overreach, and history is littered with examples of really nasty people enabling themselves to be that nasty once they have disarmed populations.
So do you have any experience in legislation related to gun control? And if not, you can just talk about your opinion of certain legislation that's come through the...
I don't have any direct experience in legislation. I have had to work through some fairly complicated legislative effects in order to buy a gun from a private person at some point. And I have other experiences where I am not allowed to buy certain types of guns in this state, Massachusetts, that I would absolutely be allowed to buy in other states due to legislation.
What is your opinion on the plan to ban people on the terrorist watch list from purchasing guns? And then on a side topic, what about those who are mentally ill?
I would like to have confidence that a terrorist watch list was exactly that, but I have a huge amount of sympathy with it being a wedge issue from which government simply gets more control. Essentially the same answer for those who are mentally ill, but I have more sympathy with that, but I would be very wary of the definitions and the actors who were deciding who was mentally ill or not.
Mm-hmm. So how do you interpret the Second Amendment, and more specifically kind of that first clause of the Second Amendment?
I think the word militia is largely irrelevant, because it is used by anti-gun people to presuppose an organized and government-approved body, and it ignores the fact that a militia can spring up out of thin air in the face of a threat. That threat itself can come from the state, and in fact normally does. And I think fundamentally I don't need a Second Amendment morally to be able to defend myself and my family.
Mm-hmm. So
I think I should be able to buy a tank if I want to.
Oh, good night. So given the Second Amendment, and now rather kind of straying away from the natural right kind of aspect of it,
right,
what do you think is possible in terms of what restrictions can actually come across the floor for gun restriction?
I think the restrictions that are already in place. It is illegal for enormous amounts of people who have guns to currently have them.
Mm-hmm.
Every criminal, gangbanger of any description who has a gun has not got it legally.
Mm-hmm.
So what restrictions can the government put on gun ownership? The restrictions that they already have, if you read can that way, they can, because they have done it, they obviously can do it. What restrictions should they put on gun ownership? I think they should start enforcing the laws that they already have. They can do that, but they don't.
So what is your opinion of the NRA?
I'm an NRA life member. I don't like large collective bodies of any sort, but it is the only collective body I see that has the capability of standing up to overbearing governments.
Okay. So America has a very high murder and mass shooting rate, as opposed to that of many countries where guns are banned. Let's take, for example, Japan. Obviously, you've said previously that because there are no guns there, obviously there can't be mass shootings. But how do you respond to that fact, and how do you respond to the possibility that banning guns?
Well, I think there's a lot of selective looking at numbers, and I think everything should be looked at on a per head of population basis. When you do that, America has a far lesser rate of these things than most of the countries that people say has a higher rate than. It is instructive to look at the per person rate of violent crime, excluding gun crime, in a country like Great Britain compared to the per person rate of violent crime, excluding gun crime, in the US. It is interesting that where there are more guns, there is less crime. If you want to get mugged, try London, where you have a 7 times greater chance of being mugged than you do in New York. And New York is a place where guns are heavily restricted. But part of the cultural awareness in America is that anybody you may mess with could be carrying. It's very interesting to talk to people who have moved from England to America about the subject of road rage, which is essentially non-existent in this country precisely because you don't know what somebody's got on their hip. In England, you can get into enormous trouble very violently, very quickly, in the pretty much assured knowledge that whoever is having the argument is not armed.
So what do you believe should be the limit on when and where people can carry guns, let's say legally? What do you think? Do you think that there should be a limit on where and do you believe that it should be okay for people to walk around the streets with guns on their hips and everyone legally should be able to do that?
Absolutely. Everybody should be able to carry guns wherever they like. Mm-hmm. The only exceptions should be when the owners of the property, private property, don't allow it, because private property is a sacrosanct natural right, and if you don't like me because I got blue hair, then that's grounds enough to not let me in the store. It's your property. You do what you like. I also have the opportunity to boycott your store.
Okay. Do you think that the government should be able to ban certain types of guns, such as those with high-capacity magazines, or this gets into that issue of
no.
Guns?
No. I can. A skilled shooter can fire an enormous amount of rounds out of a semi-automatic weapon very fast with a large capacity magazine, and a skilled shooter can change 10 round magazines very fast. It's like saying you can only defend yourself with half a gun or with one bullet. It may take more than that. And people who say no one needs a 30-round magazine have not been hunting pigs out of helicopters.
In light of events like Columbine or Sandy Hook, what, if any, gun restrictions do you think are reasonable as a response to those types of events that take place?
The gun restrictions that are already in place,
enforceable. Okay. And lastly, why do you think it's so difficult to compromise on the issue of gun control and gun ownership?
Because it isn't a compromise. What liberals mean by compromise is coming their way. It's never a compromise. It's either the thin end of a wedge, or it stipulates that a capitulation on behalf of existing rights that people have.
So, and then if there's anything else that you just wanted to talk about or that you want to say?
Yeah, I would like people to think about how they would talk to the orphans of 140-pound women who have not been able to defend a home invader, themselves against a home invader, because guns have or could be legislated away from them. Nobody has a right to decide who may defend themselves and how they may defend themselves. The only issue at stake here is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As long as I'm not harming anyone else, leave me alone, but let me defend myself from people who are harming me. Are we done?
Yeah, that's it.